Every year, tourists from all over the Czech Republic and abroad get off a train in Benešov, however few with the aim to visit the Bohemian town. Almost all of them head for Konopiště Castle, one of the country's most attractive sites, which is just about a 2-kilometer walk from the railway station. But in today's spotlight, we take a look at Benešov itself. The town has over 16,200 inhabitants and lies just 37 kilometers southeast of Prague, between the Sázava River and Blaník, the hill where, according to legend, Saint Wenceslas and his warriors are said to be sleeping, ready to come to the aid of the Czech nation whenever called upon. Benešov is a town with a very old history. It is believed, though not documented in writing, that it was founded in the 11th century. Dr. Eva Procházková heads the State Regional Archives in Benešov.
Ta první zmínka o Benešovu se vztahuje k datu 1070.
Material that was drawn up in the 16th century to document the history of the Sternberg nobility suggests that Benešov existed as early as in 1070. Archaeological findings have confirmed that there was some kind of a settlement here at the time, atop a granite hill called Karlov, where the parish church of St. Nicholas lies today. There was a manor or smaller stronghold underneath which buildings sprung up to house the craftsmen who moved here to meet the needs of the nobility.
The settlement grew fast to include a town market, St. Elizabeth's Hospital, and a Minorite monastery. The monastery was built in 1247 when Tobias of Benešovič was owner of the state.
To nám naznačuje, že tehdejší majitelé Benešova, kterým byl rod Benešoviců,
This suggests that the owners of the estate, the Benešovic nobility, were highly ambitious in introducing the feudal system. The town must have enjoyed economic development as the Franciscans rarely settled in areas that had no promising future because they lived off the economic activity of the place that they settled in. The monastery was consecrated to the Virgin Mary's Assumption. It had to be rebuilt when Benešov burnt down to its foundations at the end of the 13th century. The chapel and presbytery weren't completed until the rule of Charles IV.
Dostavěn byl vlastně až v době Karla IV.
The ruin of the monastery chapel's presbytery rises up high into the sky today and is one of the town's most significant monuments. In the 13th century, the Sternbergs inherited the estate. The golden yellow eight-pointed star of the noble family's coat of arms still figures on the town's emblem today. In the Hussite Wars, Benešov was attacked and suffered another fire in 1420. But for the century and a half that followed, the town became a thriving and vibrant place of trade and tourism, thanks to it lying on an important trade and travel route between Prague and Linz in Austria.
Ve druhé polovině 15. století se tady sešlo
In the second half of the 15th century, a number of church assemblies were also held here. Anna Silvia Piccolomini, who later became Pope Pius II, held talks with Jiří of Poděbrady here in the early 1450s. Benešov was a one-day horse or carriage ride away from Prague, so people naturally chose it as a stopover. Farms offered horse stables, pubs offered food, and guest houses offered lodging. Benešov also got its first town hall in the 16th century, raising its status in the region.
A to město už mělo skutečně poměrně slušnou úroveň.
But the 30 Years' War saw Benešov plundered and marked by economic hardship, numerous attacks and disastrous fires. In 1648, the Swedes burned down half the town's settlement, and it took Benešov a century to recover and regain its original size, both in terms of population and number of buildings. two centuries, the ownership of the Benešov estate passed through several nobilities, many of whom were forced to give up their property, thereby leaving a mark on the town. It was not until the 18th century that Benešov rose again. Thanks to the efforts of Count František Karel Přehorovský and Jan Josef Vrtba, it became a center of education and culture with the building of St. Anne's Church and the establishment of the Benešov Piarist College, the only pious grammar school in the region. The present-day secondary school strives to continue with this old tradition. The last members of the Piarist Order still taught there in the early 1900s. Its concert hall is named after the great Czech composer Josef Suk, who was born in a nearby village and lived his last few years in Benešov. The last aristocratic owner of Benešov was Franz Ferdinand d'Este, heir to the Habsburg throne, who acquired the estate in the 1880s. The Archduke founded the 220-hectare park that lies between Benešov and Konopiště Castle. He is also after whom the local brew, Ferdinand beer, is named. Petr Kouba is the mayor of Benešov.
The brewery was originally in Konopiště and not here in Benešov. But when Franz Ferdinand acquired Konopiště in the 1890s, he had the brewery closed and opened in Benešov. It was fully functional by the First World War.
Benešov served as a garrison town during the First World War and was evacuated in the Second World War in order for the Nazis to use the nearby land as a training field. Benešov's old Jewish cemetery, founded in 1883, now houses a permanent exhibition in memory of its fallen, tortured, and executed Jewish citizens. At the top of Benešov's Malé náměstí, or small square, lies an Art Nouveau building housing the district museum, with exhibitions on the town's artists, history and monuments. Benešov today looks entirely different than it used to 30 years ago. In fact, the historical ground plan has disappeared as heavy reconstruction work has shifted streets and altered the shapes of the town squares.
Od roku 1990 se tady změnilo skutečně hodně, protože Benešov byla zemědělská oblast, malý město.
Since 1990 a lot has changed here because Benešov was an agricultural region and a very small town that had very little to offer. But in the last 16 years a culture center was built and much was done to make the appearance of the town more attractive. We're also hoping to offer the town residents a more comfortable life. Besides restaurants and cultural centers, we have a basketball and volleyball court and focus on offering a good variety of sports activities. We're now working with the motto, it's better to have our youth sweating on our courts than in the pubs.